Hello, welcome to the Brainola Diaries podcast, anchored by me, Anuluwa Adibanjo, your diary girl. Today on the Brainola Diaries podcast, I will be opening a journal, a diary on gratitude, and we're just going to be talking about gratitude, right? So if you're new here, you are most definitely welcome. Here on the Brainola Diaries podcast, we talk on life and everything in between, from relationships to family talks to love, friendship, and all of that. So, basically just different aspects of life, different issues surrounding life and all of that, with the hope to talk about relatable life experiences, right? And just like the name, you know, implies, it's all about diaries here, and these are definitely diaries of an old soul, don't forget that. All right, so without further ado, let's dive right in. Well, when you think about gratitude, it encompasses a lot of things, a lot of deep thoughts, and you are able to channel your thoughts to things that have happened way back, memories, or maybe things happening in the present, and you're just thankful, right? You just, that gratitude just comes from within, right? And you just look back in your life and you're grateful for how far you've come, for your journey, for everything. Sometimes when I look back on my life, I cringe at, you know, at certain experiences, at certain things, but I don't know when I just mutter, you know, the word thank you, like thank you Jesus, thank you God, you know, it just comes out from nowhere, right? But still it's from within, right? It's from within me, that gratitude, that thankfulness, that feeling of appreciation. Over the years, I have encountered people who keep gratitude journals, you know, and it's something that everyone should actually try out. There was a particular year that I was looking up to God, praying fervently for something, and it seemed as though it was so far away at that moment, at that time where or when my heart could have easily fell into despair, you know, to a state of hopelessness and all of that. I decided to pen down the things that I was grateful for from way back till that moment. And, you know, it surprised me. I penned it all down and I had a handful of things to be grateful for. I had times where I didn't even have to pray for certain things, or that I wasn't even expecting certain things, or that I didn't even know that I had to pray for them, right? And they fell on my laps just unprovoked, effortlessly. And I discovered that at that moment, I discovered that there are certain things that you don't pray for, there are certain things that you never even knew that you needed, right? But God in His infinite mercies just grants them to you. And, you know, now you might find this a little awkward, a little strange if you are an atheist, if you don't believe in God. So perhaps this episode might not be for you. But if you believe in a supreme being, if you believe in God, if you believe that we mortals are being guided by someone powerful, by being powerful, then this episode might be for you, because I definitely believe in God, and you know, my life up to this point has been an expression of His love, and I cannot be more thankful. In fact, every point, every opportunity that I get, I try to let people know how good God has been to me, and I am a testimony of His love. Daily, I find God working things out for me, even in places, even in times that I do not imagine. I see God coming through for me, and it sometimes amazes me, right? Because there are certain things that I never even knew that I needed, or certain things that I never knew that I shouldn't want them. So when they don't happen, even though I might, you know, sort of kind of have questions, you know, like, oh God, why didn't this happen? But along the line, I'll always get to understand that there was a reason that I didn't get this thing that I was so hell-bent on getting, that I wanted so desperately, and or that it didn't happen at the time that I wanted it to, because God had a perfect time, right? He had a perfect timing that He wanted aligned with His plans, His purpose for me. And so I just think that everyone should have a sort of gratitude journal where you document things, and because it's easy to fall into despair, it's easy to for your heart to grow weary, it's easy to lose hope in a world like this, in times like this, where the world seems to be moving fast, you know, and especially when you are at an age where your peers, you know, seem to be moving so fast, and it's like, oh, you're not even moving, you're stationary, you're not, or maybe you're not just moving as fast as you wanted to or you want to. And so it's easy to just lose hope, it's easy to fall out of faith, to fall into despair, you know, to not have faith for you anymore. And it is in time like this that I would advise that you get a journal, right? And you write out things that you are grateful for from way back, from as long as you can remember, from as long as you started to have memories, right? Things that you are grateful for, things that you are thankful for. And it would surprise you to know that these things will suddenly start to renew hope in you, to sort of feel that fire in you, and suddenly you are back to your usual self, you are back to your bubbly self, you are more hopeful, more full of life, more full of faith that God, who did it before, has the capacity, has the ability to do so much more, even in the present and in the future, right? Even when you don't see it now, you are grateful because you know that somewhere in the future, it has something special planned out for you. I cannot emphasize the need for gratitude enough. I cannot emphasize, whether you have it, you know, journaled down in your journal, in your diary, or you have it as a sort of a post on your wall, post-it or whatever, maybe a sticker or a wall frame or whatever, you know, you just need a time-to-time reminder of the things that you are thankful for, because they will help you in your gratitude, in your gratitude journey as you move on in life's chapters. There is a lot to be thankful for, there is a lot to be grateful for, if not for anything, the fact that you're still alive and breathing and well, you know. Someone once said that if you cannot find, you know, something, like if you've lost something, right, just be thankful that you've not lost everything, right? And even if you've lost everything, then you should be thankful that you have not been lost yourself, because sometimes the devil, right, has a way of creeping into our thoughts, making us think that, oh, you're not good enough, things are not happening for you and all of that, you are unlucky. For instance, I sometimes feel that way, right? That I'm unlucky and all of that, because I see things happening for people around me. But on days where I suddenly have a backtrack, or I suddenly, you know, just have a memory, you know, recollect certain memories, I just mutter, thank you Jesus, out of nowhere, you know, because I remember these experiences and I'm just thankful because this is still me. I am still standing, still growing strong, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it, right? But I am not where I used to be. I am way beyond that point. I am far beyond that point. I am at a level that I never knew that I was going to get to, right? And it's so amazing how things just suddenly somehow start to work, start to align in your favor, right? Even when you're not probably chasing these things no more, even when you're not probably looking up for these things no more. And that's to tell you that there is always a perfect timing, there is always a perfect moment. And it's so that your joy may be full. It's so that you are able to appreciate things more. Now imagine this. Imagine if each time you want something, you just get it like that. You just keep getting it. You keep getting it. You'd lose your sense of gratitude because you would see nothing to be thankful for, because everything is just always falling on your laps, unprovoked, effortlessly. But if at some point you want something, you long so much for it, you don't get it immediately, when you eventually do, there is a sense of gratitude that engulfs you and it comes from within. And this sense of gratitude, it unleashes joy, like fullness of joy from within, joy unspeakable, joy unexplainable, joy that engulfs you, engulfs your spirit, your soul, and your body. And you know, because I always imagine, I always you know, think about it, that if we always get what we want, if we don't long for things, if everything just keep happening just the way we want, life will be nothing but a boring place. Because there will be nothing to look forward to. There will be nothing to hope for. There will be nothing to have faith for. And these are things that fuel our fire. These are things that burn within us. These are things that, you know, it ignites that fire within us. It makes us feel alive. Because when you suddenly encounter something that you have waited so long for, if joy bursts out from within you, it fuels that fire. It makes you feel so alive and you are so thankful, you're so full of gratitude. So today, I will admonish you, if you don't have a gratitude journal, it's better to get. There are customized gratitude journals, and there are some, you can even just get a notepad, a notebook, and you just write out things that you are thankful for. You can even get a sticker, you can have it, you know, as a form of post-it on your wall or whatever. And looking at it every now and then, especially when your heart is feels heavy, right, or when you feel like you might fall into despair, you would realize how much this will fuel your hope, how much this will ignite hope in you, how much this will make you feel alive, how much this will strengthen you, renew hope in you, renew strength in you. Gratitude is necessary in our daily lives. It's necessary. Even as humans, we long for gratitude. We love it when people appreciate us, even when we're not looking up to it, even when we're not really hell-bent on it, but it just makes us happy, right? That we are helping others and others are grateful, right? They are appreciative of our efforts, of the ends that we're extending towards them. Just like that, it makes God happy when we write out things that we're grateful for, and when we go back to these things and we ponder upon them, and it refills our hope, our energy, our strength, you know, our faith in God. So today, get a notebook, get a journal, get a diary, and pen down things that you are grateful for. Just look back on your life, because I daydream a lot, or maybe I used to, because I don't really daydream anymore, but each time I fall into my thoughts, and certain memories creep back in, you know, creep back up, I remember those times, and even when I cringe, right, there are so many things that I find myself grateful for, and I don't know when I always utter, thank you, Jesus, like, thank you, God, for everything, thank you, God, for Alpha, you've brought me, thank you, God, because I am not where I used to be, right? I am way past that. I am way beyond that point. And I am thankful that you brought me this far. Even when I do not know what lies ahead of me, I know you who knows what lies ahead. And that reassures me, right? That gives me hope. The fact that you have done this, that you have done that, gives me the assurance that you are capable, that you have the capacity to do so much more, to do even more, to do even more exceedingly above all that I have ever hoped or asked for. So that will be all on today's episode. And like I said, get a journal, get a notebook, and write things that you are most thankful for. And each time you find your soul weary, each time your heart feels heavy, just look back on these things, you know, read these things, and you discover how much energy, how much joy this brings you, how much reassurance this gives you, you know, a hope and something to cling on to hold on to. So thank you so much for joining in on this episode of the Brenna Diaries podcast. Like I said, here on the Brenna Diaries podcast, we just open new diaries every now and then. And sometimes we draw on existing diaries, right? But there are always new things to talk about that revolves around life, relatable life experiences, relatable life journeys, and, you know, things that we can always learn every now and then. So today, learn to be grateful, learn to be thankful, and kindly subscribe to this podcast wherever you may be listening from, wherever platform you may be listening to your podcast from. And until next time, I remain Anuluwa Adebanjo, your diary girl for the Brenna Diaries podcast. Don't stop listening, share with friends and family. Bye, and thank you once again.